Hello, this is Ruth, otherwise known as Nissapod. This is my audio boo audio blog on Wednesday the 25th of May, part 2. A couple of singing and listening to music related things which sort of go together. First of all, a couple of concerts at the Woolerton Singers. Most recently on Saturday we raised lots of money for an Alzheimer's charity. And it was really nerve-wracking because we had a very big audience. We did all sorts of things, some a cappella, spirituals, covers of Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen, Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan, and also Bridge Over Troubled Water, which was frankly a little bit of a struggle. Anyway, the thing is, we had a rehearsal last night and it was absolutely great, and we had, during the sort of coffee break, somebody had done a recording of the concert, and it actually sounded much better on the recording than it did when I was kind of in the middle of the concert and I could hear everything that we did wrong. But the overall effect, which of course you can't hear when you're in the middle of the choir, sounded pretty good. And what was really nice was, for the first time, I actually managed to have somebody in the audience who was there to hear me, because Howell got to go because Hannah very, very kindly babysat and looked after Aled, so that Hal could come along, and he was very nice and complimentary. Although he did recognise there were some bits where we were a bit iffy, but but it was so nice to have somebody there in the audience, and there was also lovely cakes and biscuits and stuff in the interval as well, which was good. And we did another concert as well, which was almost like a rehearsal, because that was just for the local Women's Institute, and they were also very complimentary about it as well, and they had a fantastic spread of cakes and things for us, so that was great and lovely and delicious. And you know, never say that the Women's Institute don't have their strengths, and one of them is definitely cake baking. So that was one thing. But also, I've been listening a lot to Director's Cut, which is the Kate Bush album where she reworks some tracks from The Red Shoes and The Sensual World, both of which were very important to me when they first came out. The Sensual World kept me company in my study bedroom when I was first at university, and I used to listen to it, and I particularly liked a track called Deeper Understanding, which has now been totally reworked on the Director's Cut album. And also The Red Shoes was when I was doing my first job and living away from home, and had just broken up with my university boyfriend, and it just seemed very appropriate for then as well. So very, very fond of both albums, and quite apprehensive at the same time as excited to see what would be done with the tracks from them. Anyway, I think she's done a really amazing job. I absolutely love listening to particularly the new vocals. It's so nice to hear new Kate Bush vocals. And after all, she doesn't tour, so you don't get to hear, you know, how things would sound now if she sung them now, except on this Director's Cut album, which is absolutely great. I still, in some cases, love the originals better. I think this woman's work, I still, you know, will always love the original. But, I mean, Lily, for example, I think she's absolutely rocking on this one. Really, really good. And I'll still go back to the originals. And with The Red Shoes, there's a remastered version. So it's the originals, but slightly better. So I'm loving that too. So, and it's nice as well, being out, you know, having the place myself this evening, being able to listen to them really, really, really loud, and sing along and dance around, and, you know, who knows, maybe I'm clocking up some extra points on my pedometer while I do so, but the main thing is to have fun and enjoy myself and make the most of having the lounge to myself this evening. Anyway, almost out of time again. Bye for now.